End of one quarter here at Northridge. Warsaw trails after one, 16-15. Still waiting for the first quarter stats to come through. Shot by Radiker again. He's probably 10 feet or 12 feet out on the baseline to our right, the baseline right. He's right-handed and shot it almost straight at a 90-degree angle left to get that ball to go in. Northridge now has the ball to start the second, leading by one. Radiker dribbling against Gould. Carson kind of shoves him out of there. Scholl drives around Jaeger, drives in, shoots a lefty, no good, foul called. Jaeger with two fouls at 7:41 of the second. Matt Moore is not so sure. He's going to ask our third official, Matt Casey, about that. I think his big thing is what we hear from a lot of coaches, fans, you're going to call that, you got to call the foul at the other end too. Scholl's free throw is around and in. 7 first half points for Brady Scholl. He averages 13. 6'6 sophomore makes it 17-15 Northridge. And one more coming up. It's in the air, and that's no good. And Finlinson's got the rebound for Warsaw. He was due to miss because, again, he's a 52% free throw shooter. Gould down inside. Sullivan got shoved over, flips it back to Jaeger. Jaeger takes it in, puts it up, no good. Jaeger got his own rebound, trying to muscle it back up, and a foul is going to be called against Scholl. Scholl fouled him three times, and finally the whistle sounds, and Scholl now has two fouls of his own at 7:25 of the second. It'll be a non-shooting foul and out of bounds. Scott Radiker doesn't understand why that's a foul. Matt Moore's thinking, how can you not understand? That's been a call that are in like three times. Finlinson in the lane to Jaeger. Spins down against Scholl, leans into him. Shot it, no good. Tipped out. Sullivan has it at the free throw line. Back inside to Bricker. He lost the ball. Scoops it back up. Out to Kirsten Gould. He'll run in the lane and fake and back out to Finlinson. Straight out for three. Book it. The Tigers made one extra pass, and they have the lead, 18-17. Out top, Campbell at the other end for three. That's off the mark. Bricker the rebound for Warsaw. Luke will bring it up himself. The Raiders are back defensively. Luke to the top of the circle, back to Finlinson. Drives the free throw line, comes up, shooting and hitting. Finlinson with two field goals in a span of 15 seconds. Warsaw leads 20-17. Across the line, Radiker coming to the near side with it. Goes away from the screen. Now off a screen at the top, picks up his dribble. Right side for Springer. Down to the baseline, Scholl against Jaeger. Backs down into the lane, fakes, shoots, and scores. 9 points for Brady Scholl. He's got almost half their points, 20-19 Tigers. 6:20 left to play first half. Gould right past us. Now leans to the right, takes it right. Top of the circle. Down inside Jaeger. Pass got away from him. It's taken away by Campbell. Springer headed up the middle of the floor. Right side for a three by Johnson. It's no good. Jaeger with the rebound for the Tigers. Finlinson up the far side. Gets to the three-point arc. Still goes. Down in the lane. Now he'll fall and fire and hit again. Finlinson's got the last 7 for the Tigers. And it's 22-19. Warsaw by 3. Radiker left off a Scholl screen to the foul line. Fakes. Didn't shoot. Pass to the near side, Springer. Down inside, Scholl against Jaeger. Leans into him, shot it up. Would go. Tip by Jaeger. Grabbed by Gould for the Tigers. Carson in transition. Top of the circle. Flips it back to Bricker. He'll fake the 30-footer. Drive down the lane. Then lost the ball. I don't know what happened. Campbell takes it out. Johnson takes it out. He'll glide by Gould. No good. Sullivan the rebound. Sullivan racing up the right side. Angles into the lane. Stops. Spins. Back to Bricker. Up the baseline. All the way to the rack for two. Scholl has two fouls. He couldn't do anything. He let Bricker go, and the Tigers have their biggest lead at 5 at 24-19. Radiker down the right side of the lane against Jaeger. Fakes, double-teamed, trying to get rid of it. Step through it. Oh, they step through it and score. The Tigers just kind of froze there around him, and Radiker was able to get away from the defense and make it 24-21. 4:51 left to play here before halftime. Jaeger, left wing. One dribble, then two. Picked up his dribble, finds Sullivan outside the arc. Sullivan backs it out in between the center circle and the top of the circle. Finlinson right side, another three. He's good again. Oh, Robbie Finlinson's got it stuck on automatic. He's got 10. Warsaw leads 27-21. Kick out to the near side. Hayden Johnson wide open for three to answer. No good. Finlinson the rebound. Outlets to Sullivan. Sullivan racing down the middle of the floor. Right side Bricker. He makes a fake. Lets the defender fly by and shoots for three. No good. Sullivan the rebound. He'll spin back in. Put it up. No, but a foul called. Drew Sullivan bringing his game to this game. And that time the whistle sounded as the Tigers attack the basket. Springer should get the foul. Dillon has his first. Sullivan at the free throw line for the season, 8 out of 10. Did not shoot any at Harrison last week. The first one's up and in. Drew scored four that night. He's got his first one here. Martin and Berger at the scores table. Martin comes in for Jaeger. Berger's coming in for Sullivan, but Drew's got another free throw with 4:11 left, and his team up by 7. It could be 8. Warsaw's going to only occupy one lane space. Martin's the only one down there. Drew shoots the second one in. So his first two make it 29-21 Tigers with 4:11 left to play here in the half. Feels like these games have flown by. It is about 25 after 8. We have 4 minutes left in the first half. Radiker fakes the pass, drives in, one hands it off the glass and good. Radiker with 7 first half points, 29-23. Gould races it down to the right wing. Underneath the Martin, low block right against Bales. He'll fall and fire and miss it. And the rebound is loose, and they're going to call a foul on Martin on the rebound when he got shoved out of the lane by Bales, who knows he can't stay with the physical nature of Brant Martin. Tough break there for the Tigers. Could have been more free throws. As it is, it's Martin's first foul. Four Tigers have one. Jaeger has two. Radiker off a high screen against Berger. Now another screen picked up by Finlinson. Backdoor pass. Bales got free and scores. In those backdoor cuts, Scott Radiker continues to get people in the right places. 29-25. Tigers by 4. Finlinson to Gould. Gould holding out by the volleyball line, out of the near side to Berger. Back to Gould. Warsaw spreading the floor. They have a player in each of the four corners, and Martin on the near sideline. Berger puts his head down, drives the basket, got tripped up. The ball's going to go out of bounds, and no foul called right there in front of John Wright. It's out of bounds to Northridge, and even the Northridge fans didn't clap there because they all saw what we saw, and everybody missed it but the one guy who needed to see it. So let's see if Northridge, who scored the last four, can put together a little string here. Springer hands back to Radiker. Back to Springer, top of the circle. Drive to the right elbow. Hands it back to Bales. Bales, right side against Berger to the baseline, cut off. Slip the pass inside for Radiker. Radiker drives in. Underhand flip shot is good again. Radiker's got 9 of their 27. And an 8-point Tiger lead's down to 2. With 2.5 minutes left to play before halftime, and the Raider fans are involved. Right side Finlinson, a catch and shoot three is good. What a second quarter for Finlinson. He's got 13 all this period. 32-27 Tigers. Radiker pressured by Gould, picks up his dribble out top for James Cranston. Cranston hands back to Bales. Bales on the left-handed drive to the free throw line, fakes, didn't shoot. Radiker against Gould. Now he spins on him, couldn't get past Carson. Picked up his dribble in the free throw lane area to Campbell. Now back to Cranston and out to the top for Radiker. Warsaw may have to make a change here on defense. If Radiker's going to drive, there's a traveling call as Campbell caught the ball on the near sidelines, put it on the deck and traveled first. Out of bounds to Warsaw with 1:52 left to play in the half. The Tigers leading 32-27. Warsaw has 17 points in this quarter, and Finlinson's got 13 of them. Radiker is out. Hayden Johnson was out for a minute. He's back in. Carson Gould pounds the dribble in the front court. Now to Berger, hands back to Carson Gould. He started forward. Springer was right there with him. Now they bounce to Finlinson outside the lane. He'll lob back out to Gould. with a minute 34 left to play in the half. And the Warsaw Tigers leading in Northridge 32-27. Finlinson out to Gould. Bricker between the circles. Right side for Berger. Martin wants in the post. He and Bales are having quite a battle. Carson Gould. Cross-court pass to Berger. He'll shoot for three. It's rimming no good. And the rebound is grabbed by Hayden Johnson for Northridge. He'll one and ended up ahead to Bales. Bales runs by Berger, and a foul is called. Might didn't grab him, but he bumped him hard enough that they had to call that. Sullivan will check into the game. Berger comes out with 1:08 left to play in the half. Scholl comes in. This is interesting. Scholl in for offense with 1:08 left in the half, playing with two fouls. And it'll be Johnson to throw it in the corner to Bales. Now out top for Springer. Scholl between the circles against Sullivan. Stepping out is Johnson. He runs into a double team. Now the double team goes away. Bales left side. Back out top for Johnson. Finlinson against Scholes. They pass it inside. Scholes makes the catch, forced it up, and got it to go. Brady's got 11, 32-29 Tigers. 45 seconds left to play in the half. Warsaw now with the ball and the lead and the possession error. Long cross-court pass. Martin makes a great catch under the basket, throws it all the way back out to Gould. Bricker with a very dangerous pass. You want to make sure that Warsaw, if you're Warsaw, you get the last shot of this first half. You do not want Northridge to have the ball back. Cross-court pass, Carson Gould, down to the right baseline, Finlinson, back out to Gould, 19 seconds. Back to the near side to Bricker. Bricker will dribble once and lob back across the far side to Gould, 12 seconds, back to Bricker. He shoots a three, no good. Rebound, Martin, tipped out of bounds. It's going to belong to Warsaw with 6 seconds to go. Bricker shot that way too early. They could have gotten that shot another 6 seconds later and be right here. Gould to throw it in near the scores table. Finlinson runs the corner. They get it to Martin. Back to Carson. 5 seconds. Four. They look across. Sullivan. He'll shoot a 15-footer. It rims no good. Martin tips it, and that'll do it for the half. Warsaw, 32. Northridge, 29 here at the intermission. First half scoring comes your way after this 90-second break on News Now Warsaw. Halftime here at Raider Gymnasium, Warsaw 32, Northridge 29. First half scoring for the Raiders, Cam Radiker, 9 points, 6 of which came in the second quarter. James Cranston, 2. Mason Bales, their leader, 18 points a game, only 4 points, 1 basket in each of the first two quarters. 4 points for him. Hayden Johnson, a 3-pointer in the first quarter for his only basket. And Brady Scholl has 11, 6 in the first, and 5 in the second. For Warsaw, Luke Bricker, 6. Drew Sullivan, 2. Brent Martin, 6, all in the first quarter. Carson Gould, a 3-pointer in the first quarter. Luke Yeager, just 2 points and 2 fouls. And the leader is Robbie Finlinson, who did not score in the first and then hit 3 3-pointers and 2 2-point baskets in the second quarter for a total of 13 of Warsaw's 17 points. Warsaw trailed after one 16-15, then outscored the Raiders 17-13 in the second to lead 32-29. We were tied at 2, 4, 6, 9, and 11, and we had 4 lead changes. Northridge won the JV game 44-36. Tristan Wilson had 12 points, 10 of which came in the first quarter. Grady Nelson had 9 points and 10 rebounds. Again, at halftime, 32-29. Warsaw with the lead at Northridge. We're back with the first half stats brought to you by Oldenford Bergen. Next on News Now Warsaw. Halftime in Middlebury, Warsaw 32, Northridge 29. Time for the first half stats brought to you by Oldenford Bergen & Company. Let them be the head coach of your financial planning team. Oldenford Bergen & Company, 122 West Market Street, Warsaw, and online at oldenfordbergen.com. Securities offered through LPL Financial, member FINRA, SIPC. Warsaw, 13 of 25 from the field, 52%. 4 of 9 for three-point range, and 2 of 2 at the free throw line. Northridge, 12 of 18 from the field, 67%. 1 of 4 from three-point range, 4 out of 6 at the free throw line. Rebounding edge to Warsaw, 12-7. The Tigers with 4 offensive rebounds. The Raiders didn't have any. Turnovers, Warsaw with 6 and Northridge with 5. Points off turnovers, Northridge 7, Warsaw 2. Second chance points, Warsaw 7, Northridge none. Points off the bench, Northridge 5, Warsaw 2. And the points per possession, both really good. Warsaw 1.18 and Northridge 1.16. Again, I got to spend about 4 or 5 minutes with Coach Radiker before the game, and I said to him, I said, this is either going to be a really low-scoring game or a really high-scoring game, and he said, it could be a game where both teams score in the 60s. And when you look at where we're at, 32 to 29 at halftime, it looks that way. Both teams shooting well. I followed up that comment with, the team that loses might shoot in the mid-50s percentage-wise. And that the team right now that's losing shot 67%. So there you go. 32-29, Warsaw with a lead at halftime. Those are the halftime stats. Brought to you by Oldford Bergen & Company, 122 West Market Street, Warsaw, and online at oldfordbergen.com. When we come back, we'll talk about tomorrow night's girls game, and we'll go back 20 years for something else that happened right here in this building next on News Now Warsaw.